In just a couple of weeks, companies are scheduled to have a chance to bid for the right to supply electricity to New England in 2017 in something called the Forward Capacity Market. President of the New England Power Generators Association, Dan Dolan, explains this market's job is to make sure the lights will stay on 3 years out.
And what it does is it's really a reliability market. It ensures that there is going to be enough power plants on the system 3 years from now to meet consumer demand.
And this year, for the first time in the market's 8-year history, there might not be enough plants signed up to deliver in 2017.
We're seeing a transition away from some of the older generating stations, particularly the coal and the oil facilities, where they still play an important role on the system, but there have been a series of retirements that are taking place.
The Vermont Yankee Nuclear Station will switch off at the end of the year, and Brayton Point, New England's largest coal plant, has announced it wants to shut down in 2017. At the same time, our neighbor to the north has got hydropower to spare, especially in the summer. A spokesman for Hydro-Québec, Gary Sutherland, says most people in Quebec heat with electricity, so their grid is built up for really high use on the coldest days.
So there's a lot of surplus energy in the summer, definitely, that we can export.
Electricity prices in Quebec are low, which means exporting boosts Hydro-Québec's profits. In 2012, exports, mostly to New England and New York, accounted for 15% of sales volume, but 24% of its sales revenue.
Working on those export markets is a really interesting part of our business.
PSNH's Gary Long puts it another way.
They very much want to do business with New England. In simple terms, it takes transmission lines, and that's been the difficulty.
The trick about getting from where the hydro is to the demand in Boston and farther south is what's in between.
To get from Canada to New England, New Hampshire, Vermont, or Maine.
Here in New Hampshire, the Northern Pass has hit major opposition because of impacts associated with the lines. But not every proposal to move power south looks like Northern Pass. Opponents have plenty of examples of proposed alternatives to point to. One to New York City buried under the Hudson River, another proposed in Vermont would be buried under Lake Champlain, and a third in Maine would be buried along Maine's highways. PSNH has repeatedly said burying the line through New Hampshire would be prohibitively expensive, but the Conservation Law Foundation's Christophe Courchain is confident that if PSNH backs down, someone will step up who's willing to bury the line.
If that's what it's going to cost, then it's important that the developers know it's going to cost that. And if some of the developers lose some interest, my suspicion is that there are other developers who can make the spreadsheets work.
And these days, it's all about the spreadsheets.
We made a decision in the 90s.
Meredith Hatfield, New Hampshire's Director of Energy and Planning, says in the 90s, we decided to move to a market-based system for electricity, trying to drive down costs.
We were going to join a market and really try a market approach. And if we feel like the market isn't working, I think we have an obligation to try to fix it.
If New Hampshire doesn't like the projects the market is providing, policymakers have to figure out how to change that. Hatfield says the conversation is underway right now about changing the state's rules for siting new power plants and adopting a new state energy plan to guide developers about what the state wants.
I mean, we really are at an interesting time where people are asking fundamental questions, and that's a good thing. When we did the last energy plan, there wasn't this level of public interest in these issues.
Whatever the conclusions, New Hampshire is going to have to decide how, if at all, it's going to help the region replace its aging fleet of power plants, with or without Northern Pass or Hydro-Québec. For NHPR News, I'm Sam Evans-Brown.